and so to Mars. Well, perhaps not. Some did, some didn't. Jonathan Nally.
Well, it looks like the great galactic ghoul has struck again. You haven't heard of the ghoul? The ghoul lives on Mars. It doesn't like all these spacecraft we keep sending there, and it has a habit of gobbling them up. At least that's one explanation for why almost two-thirds of all Mars missions have failed over the years. The latest is Russia's poor old Phobos Grunt spacecraft, still stuck in Earth orbit weeks after it was supposed to have been sent on its way to the larger of Mars' two moons, Phobos. The final stage of its rocket simply refused to fire. Sparse radio contact has now been made with it, through a European Space Agency tracking station near Perth, actually, and mission managers are trying to figure out what went wrong. But it has missed its launch window to the red planet, and things aren't looking hopeful at all that they'll be able to salvage anything from the mission. So it looks like sometime in the next month or so, one very complicated piece of interplanetary hardware will lose altitude, and hundreds of millions of dollars will meet a sudden end in a fireball somewhere in the skies of planet Earth. This is the fourth Russian or Soviet Mars failure in a row, over a period of about 25 years. And it comes on the back of four other Russian satellite launch failures in the past 12 months. The country's president, Dmitry Medvedev, is not happy and is talking about punishing those responsible. How very Soviet of you, mate. Anyway, it now looks likely that Russia will partner with the Europeans and the Americans on a joint unmanned Mars mission later this decade, rather than trying to go it alone again. Meanwhile, NASA's latest Mars mission, the Curiosity rover, lifted off a week ago and is on its way and doing fine. Ironically, its first stage booster used a Russian-designed rocket motor, although not the same kind used for Phobos Grunt. Curiosity is the largest rover to be sent to Mars, about the size of a small car. It has 10 scientific instruments and 17 cameras with which to embark on the latest investigation of the red planet, the search for organic molecules. For years, the mantra with Mars was, find the water. Well, we now know there's ice there, and probably liquid water underground. But what about that other major ingredient of life, organics? Curiosity is equipped not only to find them if they're there, but also to tell us what kinds they are. It's going to land in Gale Crater, which was named after a 19th century Australian astronomer, Walter Frederick Gale. It's a place where orbiting spacecraft have spotted clays and sulfate rocks, both of which would have formed in the presence of water. The conditions that led to clays in particular could have been very beneficial to microbial life. Curiosity will reach the red planet on August the 6th next year. But if you can't wait until then for your next space fix, don't despair. Next weekend, we're all going to be treated to a total eclipse of the moon, with the whole event visible from start to finish from everywhere across the country. The main part of the eclipse will begin on Saturday, December the 10th at 11:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we'll finish up around 3:15 the following morning. After this one, we won't get to see another total lunar eclipse until 2014, so please don't miss this chance to get out and enjoy one of nature's finest spectacles. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Jonathan, such a polite fellow.